I'm Kurt Hitchcock, and this is Footsteps. Pastor David leads a congregation of around 140 Chin people, primarily from Burma, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. The church is housed and supported by the First Baptist Church of Lancaster. He's a man of deep faith, with a kind and gentle way about him. There is softness in his voice, and he has a very infectious laugh. But beneath this kind and gentle spirit beats the heart of a lion, a man of incredible strength and resolve, who at a very young age was forced to leave his family, his village, his country. Yet he's chosen love over hate, faith over fear, and hope over despair. Pastor David was raised in a small village in the Chin territory of Burma. Burma is primarily a Buddhist country, while the Chin are Christian. That they are Christian has created many problems for them. There was and remains an effort to expel or exterminate the Chin by the Burmese government. According to BBC News, the Chin are one of the most persecuted people in Burma. Pastor David experienced firsthand the persecution of the Chin by the Burmese army.
The Burmese military just entered the village, and then they don't care whoever, whether she's pregnant or someone is with the kids, no matter. So they would just call us everyone. And then our parents will, as soon as they see the soldiers come enter into the village, and they would just give warning. And if we can hide, we used to hide somewhere around. So, but the thing is very dangerous. If the soldiers see that we are hiding or running, they can shoot, they will shoot, or otherwise, if they can, they will arrest us, they would be definitely punished.
As the persecution intensified, Pastor David did not see any future staying in his village, and with the encouragement of his sister, he made the perilous trip from Burma to attend Bible college in India.
Anyone wants to go to India to study and to get education, he must or she must go through the jungle, the jungle site, so that they can enter India. So that's what we used to do. So I did in that way. So we just walk, and then because 3 days, 4 days on foot, so we just cross because it. My stay is just border to India, so we on the way we slept, and then we carry along the ratio to cook, and then we arrive India.
After 5 years in India, he decided to return to his native country to start a Christian school for children in an area just outside the Chin state. After a short time, the school became popular, not only with the Chin people, but with families of different faiths.
So the children came, Chin from the Chin kids are coming, and then the Burmese kids are coming. So we accept anyone who wants to come there.
And this was in the village outside of Chin territory.
Outside of Chin territory, yes. So we have Buddhism, we have Christian, we have Catholics. So we just accept whoever wants to come, yeah.
Life, although far from perfect, was going along pretty well until one day a retired Burmese officer showed up at the school.
So after some months, a retired Burmese came to our house, my house, and then asked me, are you using this building as a church? Is this a church? And then I say, no, this is not a church. This is a school, small school, just for the preschool. So, after some times, and another day, he came again and asked me again, if you if you don't say the truth, I can do anything. Mm-hmm. As I'm retired soldiers, but I can do anything.
Pastor David was concerned about his well-being and for the families who had children at the school. His concern grew when he saw what the retired officer ordered to be done to another village where he found a Christian church.
And in my own eyes, I saw beside my township, beside my home, not a church, but Chin people use for the church, a small building. It's not good, it's just built by the bamboo.
Right.
So one day I saw they were moving. They moving up everything, and they destroy everything. What happened this church? I saw it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And people told me, but Mr. Soja came and asked them to remove. So I was already doubt. Mm-hmm. Oh, I suspected already them that one day he can do as they like.
The threats increased with Pastor David singled out as a leader of the school. The retired officer decided to initiate a full-fledged effort to hunt him down and to capture or kill him.
So by the time they told me not to come back to my home, mm-hmm. unless we don't know how it will happen. So
right.
I was thinking, okay, now that could be a problem because it had been for a long time. They keep coming, so That's really what they want to do.
Pastor David knew his life was in extreme danger. The only option for safety, he thought, was to flee to a large city. He traveled to Rangoon, feeling that he might be safe there, but knew almost immediately that he was not. He then traveled across the border to neighboring Malaysia and made his way to Kuala Lumpur. After being there for just a short time, he witnessed human trafficking atrocities that left him both sickened and scared.
In Kuala Lumpur, so no safety. Yeah, people are like just deported to the border and they just live in the border, and in the border, Thailand border, the agents, illegal agents, will be grabbed and sell the people to the fishing boat. Mm-hmm. Some people to the, if the female, if a girl, she has to be sold to a prostitute, mm-hmm. in Thailand border. So there are a lot of human trafficking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of human trafficking in the Thailand border. Mm-hmm. So if some people have more money, mm-hmm. and they will just release them, and they will get the money, and they will just release them.
Right.
So if don't have money, mm-hmm. or no friends, no cell phone, if we cannot contact anybody, then they will just take it away. Even my village, 3 villages lost.
He knew that he too could be caught and sold into slavery. He lived in the shadows in Kuala Lumpur. He knew his life was constantly in danger, yet he did not want to leave Malaysia, because at least from there he knew he could secretly visit his family. Finally, he was able to talk to his parents by phone. He expressed his turmoil to them and sought their guidance. By the end of the conversation, he was convinced he probably should leave everything he knew and loved and start a new life in another country. Pastor David remained conflicted as he sought help from UNHCR to resettle in another land. The vetting process took 2 years, 2 very long and frightening years. Finally, he heard that he would be going to a small town in Georgia in the United States. He wanted to be happy, but understood that realistically, he would never be able to return to see his family and friends again. With a heavy heart, he left Malaysia.
I was feeling in different ways. Mm-hmm. In one way, I was excited. Mm-hmm. And if I would be there in the United States, I could add more money, and there would be more safety. And mm-hmm. there will be much of better life in United States. That's what I feel. But when I think for my family and my sisters, and it make me sad, because just to sign once, I won't be any more Burmese or Chin. So I thought a lot of things. So I was in between. I was one way I was excited, one way I was sad. But so when we finally started fly from Kuala Lumpur, I was crying in an airplane. I was so sad. My life should not be in this way.
Pastor David only spent about 6 months in Georgia. A relative from Lancaster, Pennsylvania contacted him, knowing that he spoke English well. And this relative also knew of his background, having attended Bible college and ministering to the spiritual needs of the Chin people. A group of around 40 Chin wanted him to come to Lancaster to help them in their effort to build a new life and to minister to their spiritual needs.
What they think was they can look after them. They can look after them spiritually, mm-hmm. physically. Mm-hmm. So they will very helpful for them. They think that they would be very helpful for them.
Right.
So they call me. I think five people call me. One by one,
wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Five people call me because, however, you got the job, you got hired, but please come up to Pennsylvania.
After praying for about 2 weeks whether he should leave Georgia for Lancaster, Pastor David made a decision. He and his brother and sister-in-law, who had just joined him in Georgia, all moved to Lancaster. Pastor David expected to be greeted by a small group of Chin when he arrived. He was surprised when the entire Chin community showed up to meet the man who had become their greatest friend and spiritual leader.
And then Chin people in Lancaster, everybody, no one left at their house, came down to my cousin sister house and welcoming me.
So they knew you were coming.
Yes,
yes.
Welcoming. Yes,
right?
Yes. They were very excited because they expect that he is going to help us and he can do anything for us. So
right.
They were very happy, excited, and I also excited.
The Chin congregation in Lancaster grew over the next few years to over 140 people. During this time, Pastor David somehow managed to meet the rapidly growing needs, both physical and spiritual, of his congregation. He literally worked all day and then came home to help members of the wide variety of needs, from shopping to banking to learning English. With a growing congregation, Pastor David knew they would need additional space for worship, likely in an existing church. Having no established relationships with other clergy in the area, he did not even know where to begin looking for a location. As he prayed for guidance, he thought of a wise and discerning fellow Chin he had met when living in Malaysia, who was now living in New York. Pastor David reached out to his friend, and he came down from New York to Lancaster to offer his counsel.
This wouldn't work for a long time, so I should find some bigger church, larger church. So it was already in my mind, but I don't know how to find. Because I don't have any American friends, or any, nobody can give me any suggestions. So I call my friend who was in New York,
okay.
Because he knows almost every system here. He was here for longer than us. So I call him, and then he told me that he will just come down to Lancaster and help me. I was so happy, and mm-hmm. then he came down, and first thing he told me that I should find American Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for me, American Baptist or any church, but because they are the first missionary who came to Chin State.
Right.
So, that if you find the church, that will be better for you.
His friend gave him very good advice. Pastor David and a group of Chin people met with the leaders of First Baptist Church of Lancaster twice before a decision came. It was wonderful news that exceeded his expectations. Church leaders agreed to allow the Chin to use their facilities for holding their independent worship services, Sunday school, and meetings at no charge. Pastor David's prayers and those of his congregation had been answered. Amazingly, during this very busy time, Pastor David married a wonderful Chin woman who he had met when he lived in Kuala Lumpur and who had immigrated to Michigan. They were married in the First Baptist Church by Pastor Cook, an associate pastor who was thrilled about the church's relationship with Pastor David and the Chin congregation.
I'm Reverend Richard Cook. I'm the Minister of Pastoral Care at First Baptist Church here in Lancaster, which is a part-time position, and I've been on the staff since September of 2010. I'm a retired American Baptist pastor, and this is an American Baptist church. So when I met he and his wife-to-be, her English was not as good as his, and then when I married them here in the sanctuary of our church, I mean, I was really, you know, kind of out of it in the sense that most all the people spoke, you know, his Chin dialect. Very few people understood English. So I really felt strange and awkward and out of it kind of thing. But David, as you know, is such a warm, wonderful person that all that is taken care of. It was a very well-attended wedding. I'm going to guess, because it's been now nearly 8 years ago, I'm going to guess that there were probably people of all ages, and David's congregation has all ages, older and younger, and a lot of children. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that there were probably 75 people or so here, so it was quite well attended. Mm-hmm. Our congregation feels extremely positive about them. We're all very grateful and very glad to have them here. We're happy they're here. And obviously, everybody must be happy because this has been going on for 8 years in terms of this connection and relationship. So that obviously says a great deal about it.
In preparing for this podcast, I found out that the senior pastor at First Baptist Church was relatively new and was told there were parallels in her life story and that of Pastor David. As my background research continued, I found out what I was told was true. Pastor Lumi, originally from Romania, and Pastor David both relate to what it means to be persecuted, to the pain of leaving family and relationships behind, to building a new life in a new country, and how the power of their faith helped them. Pastor Lumi in Romania faced religious persecution under the Nicolae Ceausescu regime. Romania was the last country to fall from communism in the Romanian Revolution of 1989. As a member of a Protestant Christian church, she faced physical, mental, and verbal abuse by teachers, her community, and her family, particularly her father, who was the head of the Communist Party at his workplace. Committed to living the gospel, Pastor Lumi stood up for the oppressed and was arrested following a solidarity protest to protect a local Hungarian Reformed minister. She was thrown into a maximum security prison.
We were interrogated every single day. There was a lot of fear that was instilled in us through various forms in prison. So we didn't expect to be released. One evening, a man came to the door of our cell room and said, "Who wants to go home?" And we didn't know what to say. Almost into the next day, we were loaded in a prisoner's truck with our windows and just taken. We didn't know where we're going. We didn't know if we were going to be executed, and they were just sort of making fun of us. Mm-hmm. "Do you want to be released?" So we just expected to anything could happen. We were dropped off outside of the city in a very dark place close to a forest outside of the city, and didn't know where we were. And the driver just helped us get out of the truck and said, "Just go, run.
Incredibly, 2 months after her release from prison, she heard about an opportunity she felt might help lead her closer to fulfilling her dream of becoming a pastor. An incredibly large dream, as there were no women pastors in Romania at the time.
One of my friends came from a larger church in our city, and she mentioned that the pastor made an announcement in church that morning that a school, a university in the United States, offered 23 scholarships to young people in our country as a incentive and as a gift for what we went through as a church. And if anyone is interested to apply, to come to him. And I just knew in that moment that I needed to speak with a pastor. And I spoke with him, and he was delighted. He knew my story. He knew my background, and just the struggles with my family, not being believers, and then going to prison, and just standing up for my faith, bringing my sister to the Lord through it all. And he was delighted. He asked me if I spoke English, and I knew a little bit of English, not a lot, but enough to pass the English portion of the ACT test. And 8 months later to the day, I found myself on a plane coming to the United States of America with a full-paid presidential scholarship.
With mixed emotions, Pastor Lumi left the life she knew in Romania to attend a Bible college in Tennessee. She learned much academically, but also came to understand and appreciate the goodness of Americans. After graduating with a degree in nursing, she stayed in the area to work and met the man who would eventually become her husband. Her husband's job as an aeronautical engineer took them from Tennessee to suburban Philadelphia. After settling into their new home, they joined a Baptist church, and then Pastor Lumi, then Miss Lumi, decided to attend a church mission conference. Little did she know, but she was to meet a woman that would help her take another step closer to fulfilling her dream of becoming a pastor.
And I spoke with a representative, and I asked just blunt questions. Can a woman study to be a pastor at your seminary? And her answer was yes. Do women actually take preaching classes? Or they just have to take a different classes than the men? Right. And she said, no, our women take the same classes as men. They have the same track. And when they graduate, they are hired as pastors at different churches. And then I had to learn about American Baptist denomination. I had no idea that that was a denomination. And I understood that they looked at women pastors differently. And they looked at those scripture verses differently. That
was it a little bit incredible to you? I mean, was there a sense of disbelief? Just find this hard to believe when this woman said this to you?
Yes, it was. I knew there was a catch. And she said, there's no catch. Right. And she gave me the booklet that she had. And yes, in that moment, I just knew that I was staring destiny in the face. That this is, if I don't do it now, I'm probably not going to do it. Yeah.
It took Pastor Lumi 6 years to complete her seminary program because of family considerations, including motherhood. It was not easy, but her hard work and perseverance paid off. And in August 2016, her dream was almost complete. The final step was receiving a call from a congregation. It took nearly a year and a half, but she knew the First Baptist Church in Lancaster and her were meant for each other. God's hand was surely in bringing them together.
Well, I always thought it was very beautiful how God brings together a minister and a church, almost like a marriage. And That's what happened. I was praying and they were praying. Mm-hmm. And I was fasting, they were fasting, and we were searching for one another.
Pastor Lumi is very proud and honored that the Chin Church is nested with the First Baptist Church of Lancaster. She is grateful that the Chin has spiritually and financially supported the church in needed improvements to church facilities. To watch her when she is with Pastor David, it is clear that she identifies with many aspects of his journey and his gratitude for God's grace manifested in the many people who have helped him along his life journey as well.
This church, and through the help of God, and also through the help, especially I got help, most of the help I got from a refugee agency, World Relief and Lutheran Refugee Agency, Church War, because even I got a green card and then a citizenship from Church War Service. So those are the most helpful for me. Because other than that, the Chin people could not help me much. They just praying for me. They have it one way. Yes. Yeah, those are the most helpful for me. So through this church, through helping of each other, community, from the refugee agencies, we could be stand stronger here. Because without you and without all the refugee agency or without community, I think I wouldn't be even pastor, full-time pastor. I have to be like a part-time, or I have to just help and voluntarily.